Hello? Yes, it's me, the man upstairs. It's really me, folks. 100% of what Mark is going to tell you about the last 10 years is probably 100% bullshit. Yes, so I'm going to kick back and listen to the show. But first, in Bumpus fashion, I am going to open a Rot Gut Michelob Ultra. Ah, me, damn it. Start the show.
This episode of the Bumpus Podcast is being brought to you by the WTDS Podcast Network.
Oh, Bumpus.
Hello. It's been a long time.
Who the fuck are you guys? Who the fuck asked you to sit down?
I thought you'd be happy to see us. I guess I was wrong.
You don't remember me.
Do you want me to stand here naked?
Now you're catching on.
Me so horny.
Oh, that's awesome, though.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
It's time to start listening, goddammit.
Legion, fuck me.
Mr. Knight, give my daddy a better webpage. See ya. Oh, and there's something. Bye-bye.
That's commendable, Mark.
Bumpus Podcast is lame.
Get off the air, you suck, Bumpus Podcast.
Giggity, giggity, let's podcast, boys. Yeehaw.
Oh, my God. Show 100 of the Bumpus Podcast. Hell yeah.
If you'll allow me, let me go ahead and open up my fine beer of Lone Star.
The fuck is going on in here?
Podcast. It's like a kind of like a radio show.
I'm totally against it. I think that the system that was in place has worked well.
He doesn't always drink Rot Gut Bush beer, but when he does, he's the most interesting podcaster in the world. I mean, in Bumpus.
Well, look who's back after 10 years. And he finally got that sock off the microphone. Yeah, that sock. It's Mark and the Bumpus Podcast.
And I did get that sock off that microphone. That thing was crusty. I had to use some Goo Gone. Hey, everybody. Welcome to show 100 of the Bumpus Podcast. I'm back. So I can't find all my files. Can't find anything. But we're going to do our best to just... next few shows, I'm going to catch up. You'll end up knowing where I'm at now. Right now I'm in Norfolk, Virginia, doing the show 100 because all kinds of stuff has gone on. The website was down and back up and down and all that good stuff. So what we're going to do is I'm not going to have like segment intros probably or anything like that. I'm basically going to sit here and just talk and tell you where I've been for the last 10 years. I think it's been about 10 years. So we're going to go with, we'll start with what I've been doing. So I left Bumpus. And so just so you know, I left Bumpus, but we're going to keep it the Bumpus Podcast because we have a server in Bumpus. So yes, the webmaster extraordinaire Mike has moved to Bumpus and the website server is in there, so it's officially still in Bumpus. So I'm coming to you live from Bumpus, Virginia, via Norfolk. Hey, it's pretty nice out here in Norfolk, but you know, it's doing what I do is traffic wise is crazy compared to where I'm staying now. But we're gonna start off the show, like I said, with where I've been, what I've been doing, and it'll take probably 5 episodes to get caught up to the old fun and hijinks and regular episodes or regular segments and all that, but I'm going to try to fit something in. So right now I'm just sitting here staring at a muted TV. So I have something to talk to. I'm talking to the guy that does bar rescue. So just so you know that. Hey, let's go ahead and open a Rotgut Michelob Ultra, and I'll talk about that more too. And take a drink. Ah, yes. So, what I've been doing is I left Bumpus. I was actually driving a truck for CVS Pharmacy, and I was going to transfer to Kansas City. They were building a distribution center from Fredericksburg, where I worked. I was going to move to Kansas City and work out of that distribution center. So I was finally given the word, yeah, we're ready for you. Sell your house. So we sold the house, and it sold in like 4 days. So 4 days later, I stepped up to the window and said, hey, I'm leaving. I'm done. House is sold. And I get, oh, why don't you rent a house? Because we're not quite ready to open. It's going to be another year. And I ended up saying, fuck it. Screw it. And we moved, loaded up the old moving van and took off to Kansas City. And so that's where I'd been for, I don't know, 8-9 years. And it was a good experience living in Kansas City. I switched jobs. I guess I should have said that. I quit, you know, and just said, screw it, I'm going to Kansas City anyway. So I hit the old Indeed resume blast with trucking companies, and I ended up at Hooters Trucking. So I still don't want to say where I work. So in case somebody wrong hears this, the wrong person, whatever, I don't want to give it away where I work. So we're still Mark from the Bumpus Podcast driving the big orange Hooters truck, just so you know. And so I started driving the orange Hooters truck there, and it turned into, I don't know, 3 months I worked there. And they said, hey, why don't we put you on a plane and send you to Memphis, and we will have you drive a stack of trucks back. We need tractors. So they get some tow truck company to come in on their yard and stack, I don't know, 3 trucks on top of one. So you get in one and you drive them. You've probably seen them. They're called stack trucks. So I took the stack trucks from Memphis to Kansas City, and I guess they get a towing company to unstack them there in their yard. And that started me traveling. So I've been all over the country now, flying, driving, doing whatever for Hooters, and delivering that wing sauce is a big job. Got to be safe doing it. But another company went out of business, and we kind of took over some of their terminals. So I've been to Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming. Wyoming was cool. So we're going to have a lot of Let's Ride Marks coming out of that. I do have to say I've got a show producer now, Miss Kitty. So Kitty will be helping with show ideas and little few sound bites and stuff like that. So the show should come out more frequent. The show should come out better and all that. But I need to find Mike. Not lost a lot of stuff. He's trying to clean up the website and all that. And he's got some files. Maybe he has all my segment intros. But I went back and the last 3 or 4 months, I've been collecting listening to my old shows and collecting sound bites off of that. And so we'll get it all together, but enough's enough. I was advertising on the Facebook page, the Bumpus Podcast group, that I'm going to start a show. And then what had happened is Mike went on vacation for a couple weeks. Must be nice. And shout out to Mike and everyone at the drinking show. I'm understanding that the drinking show is probably not going to come back. And I was going to have Mike on. That's what started this whole, where I found out that he's going on vacation. He called me, or I called him, and we discussed a few things inside baseball. And hopefully you don't hear the air conditioner kick on in here, but I guess I'll have to listen back to the show. But you get what you get. Like I said, it's all catching up. But talking to Mike, he said he's got to find all that stuff, but he was actually getting ready to go to the Outer Banks for the week, for a couple weeks, and doing webmaster mobile stuff. And so I was going to have him on, but that's when I found out that he was taken off, and he doesn't have anything set up in his new house in Bumpus. So we'd have to Skype or it was pretty funny. I was trying to get a hold of him. I was texting him nonstop, and I couldn't figure out what else to do other than maybe I lost his phone number. I was texting the wrong person. I didn't know. He didn't answer me for a while, and we finally caught up. But the way I found him was, actually, I was sitting in nothing but socks, which is what I'm doing now in this hotel room. Believe it or not, I'm wearing nothing but socks as I podcast to you fine people. So get that into your mind and as you're listening. But I was sitting there like I often do, sitting there in nothing but socks, and I was eating SpaghettiOs. Well, I was very enthusiastically eating these SpaghettiOs, and one dropped off and fell onto my thingy and right on my prick. And I made a ring toss game, basically. So I started blowing the SpaghettiOs out of my mouth into the wind, and lo and behold, they did not land anywhere near Mike. So I went ahead and I got one of those beach ball or beach rings, like you float in the pool in a ring. I took that sucker and tossed it up into the air and went on a windy day, and lo and behold, I got a ring toss right on Mike's prick. So Mike was finally reachable. So that's how I did it, and don't tell anybody about the SpaghettiOs, because they do fit perfect on my nice thing. So that's pretty much TMI, I guess. You didn't need to know all that. But anyway, that's how I ended up finding Mike, with the beach ring. He likes that beach, and he wasn't quite there, but I guess it got his attention because it landed, dead ringer. So 50 points for me. And let's see, I've got stuff written down. I'm going to see what I wrote down and do all this. So I covered my job change. I worked at that three-letter pharmacy place and all those years, and they kind of fucked me. But, 13 years there, and it was going downhill. We had some bonehead big boss came in, and he had it out for me the whole time anyway, so I was more than happy to leave. But then I went to, like I said, I went to Hooters over in Kansas City and started traveling. The traveling, like I said, I've been in all these different states. I even went to, I got to tell you this, I went to Sacktown. So any Don and Mike fans will know that they got their show ended up. Their show ended up going on the air in Sacramento, and they called it Sacktown. So, but what had happened was I went to California and I was going to just go and help them out. Normally I would go, like when we opened all those other places, I went and I had to train drivers. So I'm a driver trainer, but I just went to help. And California, same with Denver or Colorado, but California, they don't have bags when you go in the store. So I was leaving the terminal with my delivery, with my load, if you will. I was taking my load up towards the mountains in California. And I stopped at a gas station, convenience store, whatever, some place. And I went in and I got 15 Gatorades and 2 waters and 50 meat sticks. And then I got to the counter. He rang me up for my $27.95 bill. I paid him. And now I got all this stuff. And I'm like, bag? Nope. Oh. So I started just stuffing all these Gatorades and waters and meat sticks down my pants. And he's like, what are you doing? I said, well, you don't have sacks. I'm in Sack Town, California. You would think you'd have a frickin' sack. But I got an automatic sack down in my pants, so I'm putting those 50 Gatorades and 2 waters and 55 meat sticks down my pants in my sack. So he just looked at me like I was stupid or something. But so yeah, Sack Town, they don't have sacks. I was just surprised. I think you can get them, but they're paper and you got to pay for them. I'm not sure how that works. I don't understand it, but it happens. And my meat sticks and my drinks went into my sack. So I made do with the sack that I have, and maybe we'll name the show something about a sack. Yeah, meat sticks and drinks in my sack. That'll be the name of the show. Maybe, if I remember it. I don't know how to do anything except hit record, and I can www.click this, bumpus that, porno this, porno that, .com, and, you know, come up with some good stuff. But so let's see. Let's check my notes. I pretty much got the move covered. So what I'll do is I moved. I changed jobs. I was traveling a lot for Hooters. And I found that somebody that'll travel for them is really good. And I like it because I get paid a little extra and all that good stuff. But so we're going to with all the travel and stuff going on, what I'm going to do is I'll bring it up more often during the course of this podcast, going from here on out in future episodes. So like if I went to a cool place, we'll do a Let's Ride Mark or What's on Mark's Meat. I think we could do a What's on Mark's Meat now, because I just thought of something. I just thought of something really good. Let me figure this thing out. Give me just 1 second. Well, shit. I don't have a What's on Mark's Meat. I just looked everywhere for it. That's one of them I can't find for segment intros, so can't do that. But yeah, we'll do. Oh, I can get. Yeah, I'll get producer Kitty to do a segment intro for that. Or I'll go back and try to find other What's on Mark's Meats from Christine. So, and shout out to them. So, real quick on the, and then we'll get back to What's on Mark's Meat. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Shout out to Christine and let's see, Ruben, Dave Rich, all them. We've had a lot of people that are no longer here on Earth that were big part of the show before. So let's just, I'll make one up right now. What's on Mark's Meat? Mark what's on your meat? Oh, baby, this is what's on Mark's meat. So we'll come up with something for it. But so the story here is I was in Denver. I was in Denver a lot from Kansas City. I was working in Denver quite a bit. And I like to go, when I travel, I like to go to places that aren't chain restaurants. So therefore, I ask people at the terminal over at Hooters, other than Hooters, where should I go? Because, you know, Hooters is a chain restaurant, and I don't want to go to Hooters to eat, even though I get a good discount at Hooters. So I went to Esther's in Denver. I think there's two locations, and it was the Estes neighborhood. So it was Esther's in Estes something. It's not Estes Park. That's an hour from Denver. It was the Estes neighborhood, or Estes, however you want to say it. Not the trucking company, just the neighborhood, Estes. But it was Esther's, and I ordered a personal pizza, or a small pizza that had just pepperoni on it, and for an appetizer, I couldn't believe this shit, people. Habanero, blueberry habanero wings. I just saw the description. The menu didn't have photos. And it's a big bar area, and they bring your drinks in mason jars with handles on them. You know, just laid back local neighborhood bar, restaurant. But blueberry habanero wings at Esther's in Denver were like a life changer for me, and I've not found them since. So I did look on Amazon. I can get the blueberry habanero wing sauce on Amazon, believe it or not. So I'm going to try that shit at home just to bring back the memory. But these things were like amazing. Sweet heat. They came out, the presentation was they came out in a ball, like a pasta ball, a plate ball, I call it. It's big, not very deep. Usually you get pasta in them. But there was six or eight of them in here, and you could tell they were brown wings, but they had a blue tinge to them. And so, therefore, it was blueberry. And then they had the scallions or onions, whatever, the green onions or scallions, whatever you want to call them. I'll have to find out about that, see if scallions and onions are the same thing. I'm not sure, but, you know, I am from Bumpus, so who knows. But they take the sugary sweetness of the wild North American blueberries. So the blueberries are a North American thing, but then bam, they put them into the tropical, fiery and floral heat of the habanero. So, and I looked at those habaneros are native to the Amazon, which I did not know. And, they started spreading into Mexico and even to the Caribbean. So, habaneros, you know, everybody knows what habanero is. They're a pretty hot pepper. Back in my younger days, I used to be able to eat them raw, but can't do that anymore. I can eat raw jalapeno, just like a, you know, just eat it. Crunch, 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 down, three bites, one jalapeno down. I can do all that. There are 100 to 350 Scoville units, or 100,000 to 350,000 Scoville units. But when they're fused together, that you get the sweet heat like I've not had before. They have habanero mango wings, but just the blueberry and habanero just totally did something for me. And so if you're ever in Denver and look for Esther's. Like I said, they got two locations. I just went to the one in Estes Park, we'll just call it, but even though it's not the town of Estes Park, the Estes neighborhood, somewhere up there. Maybe it was just Estes Street. I don't know. But Let's see. So that was Mark. No, that's wrong. See, that was something else. I'm used to Christine doing my segment intros. That was baby, what's on Mark's meat? So we'll get somebody else to do that. I tried to get a hold of Christine and asked her if she would do something for show 100, but haven't heard back. So maybe the girl's busy. You all remember her, I'm sure. She did a lot of segment intros. She's the Oh Bumpus girl at the beginning. So yeah, that's about all I have for that. So I was also in Denver, and there was a, Mod Pizza, and I went in there, and it's Marion Berry Lemonade, which is some red lemonade, and I went and got this red lemonade, and, let's see, what's my phone saying? Oh, boy, it's humid in here, they say. My watch, I mean. I got one of those smart watches. Pretty funny coming out of a guy from Bumpus, isn't it? A smart watch, smartphone. I got all that good stuff. I'll get back to Denver here in a minute. You know what? I think I found it. So you're just going to have to listen to the mouse click.
Mark, will you try this crap so we don't have to?
Yes, I will try this crap so we don't have to, or so you don't have to. So, over in Oregon, there's Marion Berry Lemonade. So, the Marion Berry is from Oregon, believe it or not. Shout out to Vonda. Hey, baby, how are you? We'll see if she listens to the show. Drop me a line at thebumpuspodcast@gmail.com. See if she gets her, hey, baby. What's going on, Vonda? I know you're not Oregon, you're Washington, but still the same coast. So just wanted to give Vonda a shout out. But I looked it up. The Marion Berry combines, the lemonade combines, combines the citrus with the earthy, sweet, and tart flavor of the Marion Berry. So, but it started in Oregon in 1945. Some dude, he put something together and something together and threw it in some shit, and it grew Marion Berries. And but it was named after, unfortunately, if you've been on my Facebook, I kept calling it my Marion Berry lemonade. The mayor for life, the D.C. mayor, Marion Berry. It's not the case. It's Marion County, Oregon. And someone just mixed it into some lemonade, and it became a Pacific Northwest drink. I mean, how else can you, I should start something. I should put something in a drink and see if I can come up with a Bumpus drink. Yeah, let's see. Some bumps off your skin, and I don't know, rot gut bush beer. So yeah, that ties me to that now. See, I'm all over the place, just so you know. I'm normal, but I just, it's tough sitting here talking into the microphone, but I just wanted to make sure I started shows back up because I got the time, so I might as well start doing it. And but yeah, the Pacific Northwest, I didn't go that far. I don't think I was in Seattle or Oregon. I just went to California. So there's some other things that have happened over the last 10 years. Obviously, COVID was a big thing. Everybody remembers that. Politics aside, just, you know, it was a tough time for everybody. And we lost some people. I know my father passed away during COVID, and I got to experience a a COVID time funeral. So, that was really strange, but he passed away, and I went down to Mississippi to his funeral, and there was a funeral director there, and they had the casket under a tent. I hadn't seen these people for years. I mean, I'm talking years of, and if I even saw them at all in my life, but few people there knew me. James William, he races down there in Jackson Motor Speedway. Look him up. James Bradshaw, he races street stock, I believe, down there, pure stock, street stock, something like that. But number 7-Eleven. But yeah, they had the casket under the tent, and the funeral director came over and he said, "Hey, look, you know, we're not supposed to be opening this thing, but we will if you'd like to, and we'll just keep it open for a little bit." So I went under the tent, and sure enough, they opened the casket, and I was able to pay my respects to my dad. But just everything was so shitty during COVID. I know we lost several people. You notice I haven't lost the ums, but that's what makes me the character, the number one podcaster in Bumpus, Virginia. So, but yeah, COVID was a trying time for everybody. I worked right through it. Wore my mask when I was supposed to wear my mask. I couldn't go into this business without a mask. Couldn't go in that business without a mask. Some businesses didn't give a shit. You know, so I just followed the rules for my job and all that. The other thing that came, or I guess the good thing, if there could be a good thing that came out of my father's death, I got a phone call several months before that from my uncle, and so I got to reunite. Kind of, that was the start of reuniting with my uncle and aunt. And just before his death, I found out that I had a brother, of all things. And so I've got an Ohio family now, and that's, I don't know if they are, you know, if they're going to listen to this or if they even give a hoot or not. But so my brother Richard, we were in our 50s when we discovered each other, so to speak, and so it was a great thing. I don't talk to him a whole lot, but he came to Kansas City a couple times. I went to Ohio a couple of times, and we got to hang out and do all that good stuff. But then my Uncle Jeff and Aunt Joyce, they're good people, along with Richard. And so I'm glad we're staying in touch. I text Jeff and Richard all the time. I leave Aunt Joyce alone because I'm kind of way out there. But, it's nice to have an uncle that's not much younger than me. That's, you know, a funny story in itself. I suppose, but he's not much older than me. And, so yeah, I mean, I'm 50 some years old and you find out you had a brother. You know how that works. The sperm meets the egg and then you end up with a brother. So that's how that works. But so I was very surprised to hear that. Happy to hear that. And so we'll go on with knowing we have each other now for the rest of our lives. And then I went up to Ohio a couple of times and for like family get together under a park pavilion and all that. So that was pretty nice meeting everybody, people that I didn't know and people that I do know, you know, so it worked out good. My cousin, her son ended up at Fort Riley in Kansas in the service. And so I got to hang out with her since we've been adults now. And you know, I just never, we didn't see each other as kids a whole lot. Just the way it was, family stuff, whatever. But so I wanted to touch on that. And then let's see. Really, I don't know what else I can do at this moment in time. I mean, I'm doing fine. Everybody's good. I've got a producer now that, you know, when I get off the road and can sit at my place and do shows and all that, maybe she'll come on the air. Not sure, but listen for Producer Kitty and we'll come up with that. Maybe I can have guests. In fact, if you know anybody, so my Facebook, you know, it's a lot of hockey, but if you know anybody that wants to push something, believe it or not, I had a shitload of downloads when I was doing this show on a regular basis. I had a shitload of downloads. I had people from high school. I had people from different countries. I believe, I don't know if I can get a hold of my analytics anymore or not. Michael worked that out with me. But I know I was like in 11 countries, I believe. And if I'm lying to you, I'm lying to you. But I was getting downloads in several different countries and all that. Oh, I should probably cover this too. I'm going to try to get Kitty or Christine to do another segment intro so I can fill segment times on future shows. But I have a lot of airline miles, hotel miles. So, but I've come up with a lot of stories, and I'll tell you the first one. So, let's see. Let's make up a segment intro. Mark, do you have an airplane story you can tell me? How about that? That works. Or, hey, baby, I'm going to tell you an airplane story, and you're going to like it. So fly with me, baby. So we could do that. We'll just come up with an intro. But yeah, my first airplane story, I was actually going to tell this on a later show when I can get a proper intro. But the, I don't know, it was 4 years into my new Hooters job, or not 4 years, 4 months, 5 months after I did the, whole Memphis thing. Let's see, I did that 3 months in. And I don't know, 5 months in, then, hey, jump on a plane and go to work in Salt Lake City, and Utah. So I was on the airplane. It was a Southwest airplane. And I was going to go meet two guys from Wichita, the Hooters in Wichita. They were going too, but they were leaving Wichita. I was leaving Kansas City. My plane had to be de-iced, and it was delayed. I didn't get to Salt Lake City till midnight, which was a crock of shit. But I got there at midnight, whereas they got there at 6 or 7 in the afternoon. Excuse me. Rock Gut Michelob Ultra. But I was sitting on the plane and minding my own business. I was actually pretty far up in the plane. I was not in first class. I don't know if they have first class on Southwest, but I was up near the front. And, you know, that's the airline you just go at the time. You just go and pick a seat and sit down. So I sat down, buckled in, shut up, got ready for the ride. And behind me, I hear somebody say, hey, can you do it? Can you say that? And all I hear is, I pity you, fool. I turn around and look through the crack in the seats, and there's this black guy with a mohawk and a bunch of earrings and chains and all that. Sure enough, it's Mr. T. The actual Mr. T. I pity you, fool. And so he was sitting right behind me, believe it or not, on the airplane to Salt Lake. But I Googled him, And I wasn't sure because it said that Mr. T didn't like flying. So I don't know what his story was, but when we landed, I got up, I stood up, you know, did the fake stretch. My little skinny ass doesn't need to get up and stretch, but I did. And I looked back there and looked him square in the face and, hey, how you doing? He said, hey, how you doing? And that was that. So I got off the plane, obviously, first, since I was in front, the row in front. But so that's my Mark. Can you tell us an airplane story? Or baby, how was that airplane story? Yeah. So we're going to come up with different segment intros, and I actually pop a lot of things through my brain throughout the day, and I'm going to get better about jotting them down and bringing them to you folks. Like I said, I had a lot of downloads before. The website, if you look at the bottom of the bumpuspodcast.com, you'll see the hit count, and that the numbers are way up there. That's people that have been on the website, whether they downloaded a show or not. That's due to Google Analytics, and I don't know how to pull that shit up. I used to, I think, was able to pull it up. Maybe Mike just sent me screenshots, I don't know. But and here in the near future, on another episode, we'll have Mike come on and talk shop, maybe inside baseball, and we'll do that. But like I said, I don't have my producer in front of me to knock out the ums and the coughs and the clearing my throats and all that, so I'm just letting the show roll. And by the time I get done with it, I'm going to sit here and say, well, shit, I should have said that or should have said this. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if I have an outro for the show just yet, but I got to find all that. I might just go record one and steal it off an older show, but I am coming back, and I still like the cavalcade. I don't know why. I just, you know, and some people in the past told me it was way too long and this and that, but I find it funny. I tried to include everybody I could remember from previous shows. I know there was Steve, he was in there, Gabe with the Lone Star, and all that. The Rot Gut Bush Beer. Ruben, I got to talk about Ruben for a second. Ruben, he's not on Facebook or anything that I know of. He's top secret. And you know how, yeah, he doesn't want to get deported, I guess. But he's the whitest Mexican I know. He always has been. But he was texting me all the time, Bush Beer things, or he'll go buy a Bush Beer and send me a photo of him with it or whatever. And I stayed in touch with Ruben. That was the BS podcast. So I believe it used to be BS podcast or the BS podcast at webs.web.com. I don't remember, but, and I think they're all gone. I don't know if there's any more shows left, but shout out, huge shout out to Ruben. And from the BS podcast, formerly the BS podcast, maybe I'll get Ruben on here. I guess we'll figure out how to Zoom. I guess Zoom came about during COVID. We used to Skype. So I don't know, but I'm going to start having guests, somebody, and make things more interesting where I'm not sitting here. Producer Kitty will sit around and do some stuff with me, so you'll have other voices or other interactions, I should say. And maybe we'll I don't know, I don't know what else I can say. We'll get Dave Rich. So he did the PG Peep cast. He was in there. Hey, Bumpus Podcast, you suck. And his wife Nicole, well, Nicole has left us now. So, I mean, that's a lot of people have left us, but Nicole passed away. And so I asked Dave, I messaged him on Facebook and said, hey, can I still use your all's voices or will that drag up bad memories or whatever? And he said, no, go for it. He's actually interested in hearing what I've been up to. So that's what I said at the beginning. It's going to take several shows to come up with what I've been doing and from what I've been doing to where I'm at now. I just can't go into it all in one show. So that's what we're going to do. And let's see, I probably skipped over something. I'm not sure what I skipped over, but so I don't know if we'll have an hour long show or not, but I'm going to try to keep it at about an hour. That's with the long ass intro and outro. But I'm thinking I'm going to just go ahead and end the show right now and go back and I'll listen to it before Mike puts it up and see if I can tweak anything. I'm still learning Audacity, relearning Audacity. In fact, the whole Denver thing, I had to stop at one point and couldn't get it to re-record from where I left off, so I had to mark that as a segment, and then now this is going to be a segment. I'll put them all together and make them into one big MP3 and send them off to the old box in Bumpus. Did I just say Bumpus? Yeah, no, it's, oh, Rock Gut Bush Beer. So I quit drinking Rock Gut Bush Beer, and I'm drinking Michelob Ultra now. So that's all. That's the only major change in the show. It's still same old crappy podcast, just so you know. But I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I don't know what else to say. Like I said, I'm in Norfolk, Virginia. I got to get up early and go to work. So I'm going to end the show, double check it, get it off to Mike, and you'll be listening to it when you listen to it. So we'll announce it on the Bumpus podcast page. And like I always end my show, see you, suckers.
Oh, hey, I forgot to tell you. Hey, guess who's a celebrity now? I'm a celebrity. Look, you can go on Cameo, download the Cameo app, search Bumpus. And I can send you a cameo. It's very cheap, not very much, but I can send you a personal cameo. So that's the Cameo app, search Bumpus, and I will tell you, I don't know, happy birthday, how much I love you, how much I dislike you. I can tell your mom how cute she is. I can tell your sister to leave your boyfriend alone. I can do all kinds of shit on Cameo. So just download the Cameo app and search Bumpus. It should be me. There's some other guy, a lot more famous, but I think it's Roger Bumpus. Don't click Roger Bumpus. Just click Bumpus. All little letters, Bumpus. And I should pop right up there and I could give you a cameo. So thank you for listening to the show. And by the way, let's play a sponsor ad. I forgot about this. I normally throw it in the middle of the show, but so here's a sponsor ad.
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
Hey, Producer Kitty.
Hey.
Do you miss old radio shows like I do, like old talk radio?
Yeah, Don and Mike should still be on the air.
Oh, but you know what? They have an archive site.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they do. It's paintyourbaldspot.com. I listen all the time.
Well, I want to listen all day long, too. I'm going to go to paintyourbaldspot.com and listen all day long.
You heard it here first, folks. Paintyourbaldspot.com. Producer Kitty's going to go there and listen all day long. You should be more like Producer Kitty and go there and listen all day long.
Well, I thought it was a very lovely story, and you tell it so well, with such enthusiasm.
Y'all come back now.
Everybody quiet down now and get some sleep.
Night, everybody.
Good night, Mama. Night, Ben.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy. Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Jim Bob.
What's going on? I was asleep. What's everybody doing?
Good night, Jim Bob.
Jerry, what is coming up this weekend?
Probably just watching you and touching myself.
What the hell's the matter with you?
That was funny as shit.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
You're dismissed.
Thanks, Mother. We gotta get up early anyway and fix MacArthur's hernia. Come on, Mary.